Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Fantasy Limelight. I'm your hostess, La Crush Hearts, and I'm excited because I'm ready to enjoy having a special guest on the show. Tonight, we are having a special heart-to-heart interview with the super engineer, Ira Parker. We will get to know him and learn about his vision and knowledge of the music industry. I'm a proud supporter of independent artists, and I'm always delighted to find something or someone refreshing to help with the cause. Mr. Parker has worked with many artists, commercial and indie, and I look forward to this interview with him. You can call us up. 805-830-8320. Join us online at blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And be a part of the conversation. We're going to find out more about him as a person, his accomplishments. We're going to cover a variety of things tonight on a Fantasy Limelight. And every Wednesday at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, you can join me right here on Fantasy Limelight, where I have heart-to-heart interviews. So this is a little oldie but goodie brand new segment that I'm bringing back, and I'm just really looking forward to having special guests and talking with them and having a good time and such. So that's my vision and that's my goal. So right now I'm going to take a quick break and get ready for Mr. Parker to come on and get this interview started. So right now, bear with me while we get things situated.
What you mean I ain't call you? I hit you when I landed. I'm waiting in my hotel room. Seems like we're arguing more and it's getting less romantic. Yeah. I think she'll be able to tell soon, but I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you right, I will. I f*** you like no one has ever made you feel. I mean, it's part of our relationship's amazing still. I might just put up with the arguing and stay for real. You looking bad, girl, for goodness sakes. You with all those curves and me without no breaks. Ooh, I'm willing to work it out however long it takes you. You feel like you miss those happy days with girl that makes two of us. Our timing is wrong. Your friends always tying up every line on your phone. Yeah, but telling me that you'll always be my missus. And the hardest part about the fucking business is minding your own. And every time I try and break it off, we just yell until we're tired, then I break you off. It's useless all this fighting, let's get past it now. Even when I throw them deuces, you just send them back around.
Your wrists and fingers glisten, ice cold like Michigan. Hey, look at what we living in, here we go with this again. I just keep on talking, but I guess that you ain't listening. Rather run around with them nothing air bitches then. Got me high, smoking like a chimney. We used to be best friends, now we're saying we finna be enemies. Deep inside is killing me, but soon it's gonna be killing you. To see her in that two-seat. No, that's gonna hurt your feelings, boo. Didn't you think you would be over me by now? So you go sleeping with them clowns, they are no relief. She spoke her piece, I know capiche. So love must be let go, release into the wind. Begin again, them deuces, I'ma throw your peace.
You know what, yo? You a beer. You should have a travel agent, cause you a trip. You should make your own toilet tissue, since you the shit. But all you got is some f***ing issues, you f***ing dish. I hate you, but I love your mom. Give her a kiss for me, her second son. Get your mind right, baby, you'll get your dish together. You gon' be hot a little while,
I'ma be rich forever. Girls seducers, they come in deuces, but when I cut them off, they always become a nuisance. Niggas take my old flows and they take my old swag. He just took my old bitch and turned it to his new bitch. I'm stupid, but I won't get my drama on. What I'm dealing with is too real for me to comment on. They finally got it through my head not to run my mouth. So when y'all talk about you know who, I don't know who you talking about.
According to my old bitch, I be on some new ish. She was on some old ish. Now I got a new bitch. Think I give two. You ain't gon' do. Meet my two fingers. Intro. Deuces. Deuces. If you knew better, you do better. Wanna give the middle finger, but I got two better.
Girl, you gon' diss me even though you know it's wrong. No, you gon'
Rizzy voice. Now I'm ghost, baby. Four door Rizzy Royce. Tryna work it out, might be a bad business choice. I'm about my business, boys. Plus I make paper. Come on, that's old news. Yesterday's paper. Ho, you talking? What about? If it ain't how I kept you studded out, you mind well shut your mouth.
Cut it out.
The farewell email from a female. But I'm a player, I ain't gon' tell you all the details. What it entails is hard to say, like selling seashells by the seashore. But she's not a bore, but neither a whore. Who needs to know more? The kind you can't ignore, but want to open the door for. Or when in your favorite store and leave with all them shopping bags and half of it ain't yours. I did things for, ain't rich, ain't poor. I wanted to do more, but hell, I just ain't no. Well enough to know if this was all that she came for. But enough to know tonight, excited, she came for. Time to my cousin's house to see if I was there. Get your minds out the gutter, man. We out here trying to have a good time. And here I am all heavy with the words where somebody that's a nerd likely fast forward. But shoot, they ask for it. It's hard to throw up the deuces, cause when you know it's juicy, you start to sound like Confucius when making up excuses. Chase the boosters, took the track, gone. I gotta find me a new locomotive. Stop making sad songs.
I'm on some new shoes. I'm chucking my deuces up to her. I'm moving on to something better, better, better. No more trying to make it work. You maybe wanna say bye bye, say bye bye, say bye bye to her.
Ladies, it's your song, so as soon as it come out, you should get out on the floor, go and get your sexy out. If you know that you better than the new girl daddy out, go ahead and tell them now, you gon' miss me when I'm out.
Ayo, CC, let me show you how to do a singing bitch greasy. You was violinist, you're the one on Peachtree. I was with Dimitri, see you when you're loving hip-hop, men DC. Fuck these petty niggas, is a bitch my dog. If I say it on wax, every bitch follow. If I'm sippin' in the club, mix Miscato. I got a big fat ass, big dick follow. Hit him with the back shot, hit him with the ass shot. Took him to the bank, then I hit him with the cash shot. I do a big, I hit him with the cap lock. I'm gonna ball, I hit him with the mascot. No, I never been here, but I like the Bangkok. Big fat titties when they hangin' on my tank top. You gon' play me? On Instagram, nigga tryna shade me? But your bitch at home tryna play me. I'm Nikki and we be F-baby. Man, fuck you and your lady. Come bet you cause you shady. Bitch won it, cause that bitch did it. I gave him to you, bitch. Don't fucking forget it.
I just went through a breakup, but it's okay, I got my cake up. Do my hair, put on some makeup. Tryna see what tonight gon' take us. I post some pics up looking sexy. Not a nigga won't text me. How much you won't bet me? He gon' regret the day he left me.
Breaking the bowl, but you gonna go ahead and pull me a little more. Tonight we gon' have us a good time. Let's have a toast to a good vibe. Oh, baby, it's your town, so as soon as it's your mouth, get out on the phone, go and get your sexy out. You know that you
Now tell me, do my ladies want it? Not even Hammer can touch it. We standing up on all the couches. Tomorrow you gon' hear about it. This is what you hearing through your speakers. That's why we dance until I see her. See, I found out he was a problem. Tonight I came out here to solve her.
Breaking the fourth wall.
Welcome back to the Fantasy Limelight with LaCrush Hearts. We have a special guest tonight, Ira Parker, who is a music engineer. And I'm waiting for him to come on and really give us his knowledge and know-how and find out more about his vision and about the person itself. We just finished playing some Sierra with I'm Out, and before that, some Chris Brown with the Deuces remix and everybody on it. I'm not even going to try to name the names. We're going to just go ahead and keep this going. Once again, I am supportive of independent art, especially spoken word, hip-hop, and R&B. I think that there's creative and awesome talent out there that don't have the big companies backing them and promoting them. But because of the World Wide Web, things and shows like myself, Phone Fantasy Radio, and my friends out there who host shows on Blog Talk Radio have been able to put a spotlight on there. We've had a few guests ourselves, from Esther Mogul to Laurie Edwards, an R&B artist, O.W., I was able to interview him, and it's great to have this talent that is just not mainstream. You know, you turn on the radio and it's the same songs playing, the same artists playing, the same sound, the same beat. It just feels like it's a repetition. Like somebody will make one song and then another artist have to come in and redo that song and so forth and so forth. And then you realize that this same drum beat is the basis of everything. So that is something that I definitely want to talk to with Mr. Parker. You know, him being an engineer and him having an ear for this music, I do want to get into, you know, when we do listen to our regular music or mainstream music, the sampling stuff is just, it's real crazy to me. Like, you know, you hear one song, 2 days later you hear it in another song, and it's just like, I heard that somewhere before. And that's happened to me a lot. I'm a person who loves music. I listen to music. I've always listened to music as a little kid. Nope, I don't have no musical talent. I'm going to put that out there right now. I can't rap. I can't sing. I can't even bebop. However, I do have a passion for music as a fan and as a listener. So I'm so happy to have this opportunity to talk to somebody that works behind the screen as a, I believe, like a conductor. He brings all these elements together to make beautiful music, and I believe I have him right now. Mr. Parker?
Right here.
Hey,
yes,
how
sir.
Are you
yes,
doing?
I'm good. I'm very blessed. I'm very excited to be on the show. I'm excited. God is good. Everything is beautiful right now. Everybody should be blessed.
Yes, yes. I'm glad you're on the show. I've been looking forward to this interview with you. You are actually my first official interview for 2013.
Thank you.
So I know it's kind of late in the game, guys, but yeah, you're my first official interview in 2013. But it's basically a subject that I love, which is music. And you, like I said before you came on, you're like a conductor. You bring
you.
All
yeah.
the elements
yeah.
together, yes?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
pretty much what I do. You know, me
right.
and my crew, my
mm-hmm.
team, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do. We make sure that when we're working with artists, we're working with producers, even songwriters, we work with everybody, musicians, vocalists, anywhere from country all the way to hip-hop, R&B, trap, pop, you name it, we can glue it together and make it happen. And we can give it a sound that will wrap around the artist to make the artist come out. And that's what it's about, is having that really great, you know, connection with the artist to make sure it comes through. And a lot of people don't understand, like, you know, even if you have a great artist and you have a great producer, the engineer is just as important, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
that goes there.
Okay, so I want to get into you as a person, but since you just brought that up, because I myself is confused right now. So there's a difference between a producer, like you're going to have to explain what it is that an engineer...
Yes, please let me explain.
Yes,
I
yes.
want to explain it. And a lot of people mix it up, and I've been doing
yes.
this since I was a kid. And it gets so mixed up. As technology grows, technology makes it easier for people to do extra things. So that's how the terminologies have gotten mixed up. Now, let's just break this down. Now, look, an engineer, the engineer is the person who's working the actual boards. The engineer is tracking in the instruments and the vocals. They're watching the levels. Their job is to make sure that the session and the tracks and the vocals are all going into play. Also, the engineer helps the producer, or realistically the beat maker and the artist, will bind their sound together. They help glue the situation together. Now, the difference is a producer. Now, what a producer's name really was back in the 70s, a producer was literally a person that conducted. He told the bass players what to do. The producer would tell the drummers what to do, the vocalists, you know, they glued everything together. They were conducting, you know, and really what they call a producer now is really a bed layer. The bed layer is a musician who literally puts the instruments together and makes the bed. The bed is the beat, the instrumental. Now, because of, you know, now the technology and more of age, producer and beat makers or bed layers, they glued that together. And you can still be both, but, you know, a lot of producers just make a beat or conduct a beat and just give it to the artist, and that's it. A producer is supposed to, if you're going to make the beat and you're the bed layer also, you make that beat and you tell the artist how to make it together because you created it. Even though the artist wrote it, you're supposed to help paint that picture on the canvas to make it work. And that's how a lot of times some records could be a lot better. When the producer starts coming in, hey, I need you to stack that. Hey, I need you to add on to that chorus. Hey, I think you messed up. That's, you're producing, you're conducting the record. So, yeah, there is a difference.
Oh, see, I knew there was a reason why I was excited about this show, because now I definitely, I'm picturing it in my mind now. Now I'm seeing the full picture. Okay, so
I'm thinking
of the studio. I see who's okay. Now I got it. I got it together. So I know when you're sitting by
the thing
big
about me. I have. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No. Well, I was just gonna throw in here. See the difference. What I do. I have played every role on the planet. Even back in 2000, when I was had my own album, I was actually an artist. I wrote from seven different perspectives, from the bass players and string players, drummers, and the vocalists, and I did five different types of vocals myself back then, and then I was supposed to be dealing with Universal at the time. My manager at the time, he actually passed away, rest in peace, Abe, but I've played so many different roles. I wrote records, I have conducted, performed records, Not the greatest on the instruments, but can play it good enough to tell an actual musician what needs to be done. I'm also a producer. I do conduct and produce a lot of records with our production team, the Max Arsenals, and which actually a lot of people don't know, JDS Certified Inc. He's actually part of Max Arsenal. He don't speak about it though. But I have played so many different parts. That's why when I come to talk to people, no matter what their genre is, I can look into each side of each different door and help conduct and glue it together. So that helps also.
You need a contract on This Got Talent. Wow. So music.
I mean, honestly,
definitely...
right before we got here, I just stopped the record to make sure I got on the show. I haven't even been home in 3 days. Mixing, engineering, producing, keying, guitars, basses, and I got a country singer coming this weekend, and we got to get their records produced before they get here. After that, we got 3 more pop singers. After that, we just got one kid, a young guy named Flight, who's about to get a major deal. We're producing his records. They're putting a lot of labels on him already. Mac Miller, honestly, I don't like labeling things, but, you know, we work around the clock. So it's funny that I hit pause to make sure I can say, hey, let me make sure I get on this show on time.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be right here on Phone
Fantasy
Radio.
I love to talk about this. You'd have to knock me out with a brick to get me to stop talking, I promise.
Well, I'm glad we got a full session. So let's rewind a bit and let's talk about Ira Parker.
Sure.
Before the mastermind, you say you've been doing this since you was a kid. How did you come about? How did you even come about getting into music?
Wow. Okay, this is going to be very interesting. I think maybe. Well, let's start here. In my family. I'm 5 generations in the bloodline of musicians. I even had uncles in the London Symphonies. I had uncles that had actually back in Charlotte here in the 70s, my uncle had a jazz restaurant and used to invite jazz legends and musicians to play during the restaurant times. So basically, it was in my blood regardless. And the thing about it is a lot of people don't know why I do what I do so fast because I actually have disorders. Not crazy or nothing, but, you know, back when I was a younger kid, back when I was about, 4 or 5 or 6, whatever, they wouldn't, it was, now they call it ADD, ADHD, and I also have a repeat syndrome where things repeat in my head back to back to back to back to back. Like, I tell the joke all the time, I say, if you want to have some fun with me, give me a grocery list and just put 10 items on it and see how long it takes me to come out, because I keep repeating. So, being a kid, it was hard to actually relate to every other kid around me. So for some reason, everything was mathematical and rhythmic for me. So it made me process life easier. I couldn't learn the same way in school. So I would learn different by using rhythm because I couldn't understand for some reason why could I, and I can't process what they're telling me. I learned to process different in school using rhythm. After that, it just became my best friend. I guess kind of sold into my bloodline. And after that, man, every day after school, you'll see me with a keyboard or something in the back corner beating up pots and pans and driving my mom's crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Now it's an obsession, and I drive my family nuts. My kids love it, though. They want to do it. My 8-year-old, he started recording himself when he was 2. So, you know, it's pretty much... Now, because I've been doing it for so long and I've worked with so many incredible artists, a lot of industry artists, local artists, helped assist so many deals. Now it's an obsession. It's like I can't sleep, eat, can't, you know, it's what's in my blood. I can't really live without it. So sound is really important to me. That's all I can feel, you know. And you can take my side away, I'll be just fine.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's great to have somebody with so much passion for
Thank
music
you.
Behind the scenes. And, you know, you have worked with both independent artists and commercial artists. So some of the names, some of the people you've worked with are?
Let's go back. Back in 2012, we had Pleasure P, which goes by Marcus Cooper in here. I've worked with Rico Barino, Teeny before he was Teeny back in the day. I worked with Dipset from Hell Rail, did a beat for him back in the Dipset days. I've done mixes for I've done feature mixes for Waka Flocka. I've worked with Travis Porter. let's see. I can keep going. I can't say what the name of the artist is, but I did do some feature mixes for a Drake feature, which that was an honor. Geez, it's a list. But the beauty, you know, the beauty of it is the honor. I was honored to even be selected to do these mixes. You know, a lot of times I get. The most recent mix I did was a Rocco feature with Major on it. Major's actually from Charlotte. Shout out to Young Major. Let's see, I did a feature mix for Young Scooter. Jesus.
No more lists.
Yeah, it goes on.
You're going to keep doing the sound. No more lists. All right, Mr. Parker. Okay, so we were talking about you have these learning disorders. School must have been very difficult for you.
It was extremely difficult.
Okay, so as far as schooling is concerned, and as far as you having this this gift, we can say this learning disorder / gift, because it is a gift that you're able to process it the way you are. What kind of training have you gone through to help develop this gift that you have, you know, as far as having this passion and the outlook, you know, what kind of training did you go through?
Wow. that's a lot. I remember back in when I was about 12, I started trying to help out at a big studio. It was a retired rocker guy. He was cool as I don't know what. Out close to Jacksonville, North Carolina, where I'm from. Shout out by that. And I literally just started just doing everything he told me to do. Hey, son, go give me those tapes. Sure. Hey, son, give me that beta. Sure. Hey, check the mics. Sure. So it just became nature. I was like, hey, I can understand this stuff. Mm-hmm. So what I started doing, I just started anything I could do to figure it out. If I hear something, I understand why it didn't click, I would literally do whatever I could do it, whether it was me literally going through every single instrument in a beat machine and learning the instruments, whether if I'm in front of a musician, it's hard for me to play because, once again, once I get past bar 4, it just goes out of my head. So I would watch them play and start trying to mimic it in my head and then try to do it on a keyboard. And then on top of that, I've had some really great people on the way who actually took time to really train me. Like a real good friend of mine is one of the producers of Miss Education of Lauryn Hill. His name is Kilo. He goes by Mr. Magri now. He was a real good friend of mine, and he sat me down and really broke stuff down to me, the beats, the orders, how to sync it, you know, how to run the equipment, what equipment does what, like whatever I didn't know, I would ask him. And before I ran to him, I ran into I got offered to come out to a real secret place in Virginia where there was a major, I'll say, label head. I'll just call him that. I don't want to throw names out there.
Right.
And he was flying different talented artists and engineers from around the U.S. and putting them underneath one studio. And one of the engineers he grabbed is one of Nelly's, the St. Lunatic's old engineer from St. Louis. His name was Big Mick. And Big Mick was, I tell you, Big Mick, I don't know, I lost contact with him, I don't know where he's at, but man, that was the most talented engineer I think I've ever met in my life. And, you know, his nose wasn't up in the air, he was a good guy, and he really made sure I understood it. Like, he made me watch over his shoulder. As soon as I wasn't looking, yo, bro, what you doing, man? What you doing? What you doing, dirty? What you doing? You got to get this right, huh?
Wow.
And then I'm learning. And after a while, man, it just started clicking. And the more he kept, it's like an obsession. Like, the more that someone would teach me, I'll go home and train for hours. Like, have a 9 to 5, and as soon as I get off at 5, I'm at the wherever I was at the time, and I would be literally studying until almost don't even go to sleep till I had to go back to work. So it just kept adding up. And even now, I know I'm a big nerd, but we literally just had a new creation in our studio where we had our own custom recording interface. Can't buy it in the stores.
Wow.
I literally got the internal parts. These parts that we're using are the same big engineers that are mixed down records for like Beyonce, Jay-Z, Lady Gaga, Justin Timberlake. And I was like, look, y'all can keep those 300,000 boards. I started learning, so obsessed that I learned what literally is inside of those boards, all the way down to the green boards and the soldering. And
right.
I ordered those parts, sent them off to a company, you know what I'm saying, or I bought it from a company and created it. And we actually now have our own signature type of sound. Like, you will not get the same sound from any other place. I'm not saying any other place is not better, nothing like that. I don't do that. But it's a very unique sound. And it's very rich, and in a lot of cases, it sounds a lot better than store-bought CDs.
Wow. That's
so many clients from all over the U.S., even out the country. I even got clients in Germany. I got clients in China. I've even had a client from Serbia. People drive down from Florida, New York, Maryland, Detroit, and because, I charge half and under what these industry guys are charging, and the sound they get and the speed they get it back, it's like, shoot, I got like 13 records to remake myself now. So,
you know what? I know it feels good to have work, period. No matter.
It does.
Especially
in
this economy. You have a passion.
Yes, it's a blessing.
Creating your voice. Like, so it's just great to have, because I'm like that too. Like, when I go to sleep, my eyes is going, my brain is going, so I don't even get a good night's sleep
because I have something on my mind
that I want to finish. Yeah, so I definitely understand that. I understand that passion and that drive that you have, and I'm glad that you were able to overcome and own your disabilities to develop what you have developed so far. So I'm really glad and really happy that you are on Phone Fantasy Radio. If you just tuned in, folks, you'll listen to a special edition of the Fantasy Limelight. We're having a heart-to-heart interview with the super engineer, Ira Parker, out of Charlotte, North Carolina, yes?
Yep.
Okay. We're talking about a little bit of everything. You said I want to let you know that we have somebody listening across the pond in England, good friend of the show.
Cool.
His name is Russ, and he wanted me to give you a big shout out. He said he's enjoying the show, and he wanted to give
Russ, make sure you check us out, MaximusMusicRecords.com, man. Leave us some email or something, man.
Yeah, we wanted to definitely get into that, about your company, Maximus Records, and your whole dynamics over there. You're telling me you got so much going on. What is it? You got this brand new equipment, but tell us first about your company and your brand.
Well, let's start here. Maximus Music Records Studio. We do everything from recording, mixing, mastering. We do commercials. We do jingles. And honestly, we've even done a few small movie scores, little independent type of situations that we've done music for. On top of that, we're wildly connected as far as getting the artists what they need from whatever level you're on. For example, like I have to JDS certified. Now, make sure let me break that down. JDS Certified is a pretty big deal to Maximus Music now because they are actually a very, very powerful social media company that's literally tearing the U.S. up, helping artists and helping businesses put their name out there all across the board. For that 5.2 million people they reach to, they also help us do what we do. So we can actually we can actually set them up to put them on a platform to get numbers, get those YouTube views, Facebook, Twitter, all organic people, no fake numbers or bots. And then on top of that, we have the production team, the Max Arsenals, and I am part of the Max Arsenals. We have two more producers, And a lot of people bring us records from, unfortunately, a lot of producers, you know, they don't do the game right. And I'm just going to keep it 100 with that.
Because
they might make a beat, person might pay for it online, don't send the contract, don't send them their track instruments. You know, we get so many people that we get here to where we end up making fresh, brand-new beats off the right off the rip. You know what I'm saying? And these guys, along with me, are incredible. It don't matter what drummer, they can do it. So there you go, you know. And then on top of that, we're also mixed in with Liquid Innovation Media Marketing. And what they do for Maxxis Music, they can get the artist industry graphics, like real professional graphics. So they've done a lot of industry graphics. That, we also have videographers that can film you here, do a studio, in-studio video to where you can put it on your social media, YouTube, Facebook, and all that. And you literally can get numbers and get a fan base drawn in from watching you in the studio. So, and then on top of that, man, we're just so tied in. We at Maxxis Music Records, our goal is complete customer satisfaction and service, knowledgeable experience. We're talking, I myself have 17 years into what I do. I'm only 34, so don't trip. You know, so we are known to bring the clients in here. We will work with them. We won't just hit a button. Like, we will work with you. We will sit beside you and make sure that the product that leaves here, I can't say there has ever been in my 12 years licensed and certified, I can't say in 12 years I've ever had a client just come in and not come back. And understand, I've mixed over 12. No, I'm at 10,500 records now.
Wow.
I believe mixed. And we're talking to a dude who's been doing this every single day for like 16 years. So, you know,
that's just
so
amazing.
There's not much of anything we can't do for you. And if we can't do it ourselves, we can get you in contact with people who can. You know, we even have a professional that we deal with that works with that's actually hired by BMI, and her name is Lyric. We, you know, we point artists over there. Lyric can get you right professionally, like copyrights, you know what I'm saying, registration, getting you set up with publishing and all that. I mean, that's what she does, and she's good at it, you know what I'm saying? So we just have a really great team of people that we deal with that we can help push you past the limit of just coming to a recording studio. So we can, you know, you can even send us your mixes. You can send us the sessions over the internet from a whole different state or another side of the planet. We can still mix it, master it, and get it right back to you as if you were in the same city.
Power of the World Wide Web, man. Power of the World
Wide Web. Oh, yeah. that works.
yeah. Power of that. So this is definitely great. How can they get in contact with you? You know, put your links out there, your social media. Definitely let people know how they can get in contact with you. And we'll just get it. We'll take it from there.
Well, first of all, you need to go to MaximusMusicRecords.com, M-A-X-I-M-U-S, music. You can go and sample some music. You can go hit the listen tab, and you can actually click and hear records already done, or go to our Max Arsenal's beats. They're up there also. Now, Facebook.com/MaximusMusic, Facebook.com/MaximusMusicStudio, Twitter at MaximusMusic. 704-336-9118.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot more. I just don't want to tell you.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, I'm with you with this. I'm definitely with you on this. So, Mr. Parker.
Sure.
You don't mind if I call you Mr. Parker, right?
No, I don't. So, I mean, it don't matter. People call all types of names. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, okay, so you were dubbed the super engineer?
Say what?
They call you the super engineer?
That's my main title. I had so many nicknames, I just stuck with that one. And all the names I've ever had, I didn't name myself, so.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the, you know, I'm proud of that title there. I stick by it.
Well, from the story you told us so far, you definitely sound like you've earned that title right there, the super engineer. But talking about the engineer and the producer and the industry as a whole. Let me ask you a question. What separates a good engineer from a bad one? And what are some bad habits? You know, because you're talking about the producers. What are some bad habits that you find that they should watch out for?
Oh, man, you ready for this? You better get a pencil out for this because this is the clients who come to me, and no offense to a few studios, I'm just putting it out there to keep it 100 and tell the people, you know, knowledge of what, you know, of what they can expect and stuff that has happened from bad engineering, you know. First of all, I'll throw it out there, whether you come to me or not. Look, first of all, let's do it this way. If you go to a studio, understand this, bad engineering, okay. If this studio you go to has bare walls, exit immediately. Bare wall is an obvious sign that engineer has no clue. Because the thing about it is a studio needs sound acoustics. Proper sound acoustic. We're not talking like three or four little foam pads. The reason why I say that, bad engineering, because let's throw it this way. The only way an engineer can truly engineer your music is if there's proper sound acoustics on the wall. And sound acoustics, basically what it does, it traps the sound inside. It makes the studio quiet, and it keeps everything inside so the music's not bouncing all over the place. Because I can put it to you this way. Your music is supposed to stay in front of you so you can truly hear what's going on. If you take a bouncy ball, remember little bouncy balls back in the day, you put a quarter in the machine, and your mama got mad, you done bonked in her head. Imagine taking a bouncy ball and throwing it off the Empire State Building. Let me ask you something. Are you going to be able to catch that?
No.
Think about that when someone has bare walls, because your sound comes from the speakers and it bounces off each wall multiple times. So many times that by the time it hits your ear, it's lying to you. How can you mix something if it's running from you? Now, let's take that same bouncy ball. If we put a whole bunch of cushions and bed springs and pillows and we threw that same ball off a building like that, it would catch it, right?
Right.
Same thing with your sound. If your sound's not going anywhere, you can catch the ball. Basically, you can mix the record. So, don't record at a studio if there's no acoustics, because that engineer is lying if he says he's going to give you a good mix. It's literally and statistically impossible. Okay, number two, if someone is saying they can mix and they master, but they probably only spent about $500 in their equipment. If you know you've seen this thing at a guitar center for about $200, it's impossible to mix and master. There is a reason why people spend $300,000 to $300,000. Think about it. If everybody can make your music sound good for $300, $400, $500, why would there be big studios?
Right.
It's impossible. I'll break that down to you and make it very minimal so you can understand. The $300 recording device that they use, not the computer, the device that records the sound and plays it out. Here, let me break it to you. That's like comparing a Yugo to a Bugatti. Sorry, just keep it one. You're not going to hang and speak. You're not going to hang the curves. Your engine's going to conk out, and you're just going to have a terrible ride. That Bugatti is going to hit the finish line like 3 days later. I mean, the Bugatti is going to be across the finish line. Your Yugo is going to be just getting there 3 days later looking at you like, where you been at? You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is there's a reason why these engineers pay for that. You're paying for what you're getting. What's inside of those equipment, those expensive equipment, is what gives you the sound. They're made from top-notch designing companies that will give you accurate sound. You can't get it with that. You can, you can get a little something, but it ain't you can't get it on the radio sounding correctly. You can, but hey, it's up to you what happens when they play it. They probably most likely nowadays won't, you know. And a lot of engineers make a lot of mistakes by saying they're going to record and mix you at the same time. No. how, okay, when you're tracking in, the recording process is three processes. Uh-huh. The first process is recording. Recording is when the engineer is just basically tracking in your sound from the vocal booth, which is the mic and the vocalist, and mm-hmm. tracking in or basically recording your instruments into the system. Now, the thing is, they have to hear those instruments and your vocals at a complete flat sound so they know what they're engineering. So if they start mixing, and what a mix is a blend of instruments and vocals and EQing and reverb, blah, 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 if they're mixing you while you're recording, how can they tell what they're recording?
Right.
That's like trying to drive a car with a blindfold. How you gonna do it? Mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
Right.
I mean, I don't know how far you want me to go with this, but I got a million of them.
You listen, I just want you to help out my fellow indie artists that definitely, because we at Phone Fantasy Radio, we have a little live stream on my site. I do a Monday show where I take independent artists and I want to start, you know, basically putting that music out there, you know, giving them a chance
right.
to play their music and everybody working together. So this right here is being recorded, and this is some good information that a lot of independent artists, you know,
and
they always
let me
posting.
Say this right quick, too. I don't want to cut you off. I just want to say one thing. I don't want nobody to take it to the point where because somebody might have bought the same type of equipment as a bigger engineer can't give you the correct sound, because I know some guys that are so incredible. They
right.
can make it sound good, you know what I'm saying, to get it to a bigger studio. So I don't want to knock anybody who's using home studios and all like that, because that's mm-hmm. not what I'm trying to do. I'm
yeah.
just trying to explain certain sounds and certain sessions are not going to sound the same.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't expect the same results. So let me just throw that in there right quick. I don't want people to think I'm just totally smashing on home studios. I am totally not,
no,
you know, smashing on anybody.
I definitely get it. You know, I'm right now using a laptop with a $19.99 headset on the internet. So, you know, and I'm sure my sound quality on many occasions has sounded horrible. So I definitely get
mixing records. You okay?
No. Well, what I'm saying is I get the process you're talking about. I'm not saying as far as like the mixing, but I do get the process that you're talking about. It's different when you have like a big studio or you know, and your pockets can afford that. You know, a lot of people can't afford that.
Exactly.
So right now we're working with, you know, a blogtalkradio.com site rather than having our own, you know, equipment mixing table and stuff like that here. So that I know. And I'm not even an artist. I'm not trying to mix nothing. I'm not
right.
trying to do anything. But the process to me is the same. You know,
a lot of celebrities on blogs, so that's proper right now.
I'm not knocking Blog Talk Radio, but what I'm saying is, my road trying to get to some place like Blog Talk Radio. Right now, this is the only site that's offering what it's offering.
Right,
you know,
correct,
where
correct.
It gives you everything in one spot. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So I understand
exactly.
that process that independent artists may need to go to as far as finding the right engineer and the right producer. You know, it's like trial and error. You know, so I'm glad you're sharing your knowledge with us so that they can know, because a lot of people don't know what to look for. A lot of these artists,
exactly.
they know that they have talent. Everybody told them, oh, man, you got better lyrics than Tupac. And, you know, they go and they get, you know, SoundCloud.com and they think they got a hit single. You know, when there's more to it than that. That's what I'm getting at.
You guys got to also understand that when you get your record, regardless of how good you can get it sound, they got to understand that it's not just going to work by just uploading it on a site. You got to get out there and push that record. You got to
right.
you really got to go out there and make a scene, get out mm-hmm. to performances, get out of state, go to these music conventions, go mm-hmm. and there's industry artists, there's industry directors, there's type of execs to these conventions, pay mm-hmm. whatever their fee is and go. You know, so besides just putting it up there's more to it. You're right. And, you know, a lot of artists just think they got a hot record and all of a sudden it's just going to blow up on its own. And that's completely not the case anymore. You got to go out there and make it happen. Hustle it. Grind it every day.
Okay. Another question for you that I have up here. Share with us your proudest moment in your career so far.
Wow. You know what? I don't have favorites or one better than the other. When I get moments, they're all on the same level. So to me, you know, I don't – just proudest moment. That's a good question. Wow. You know what? I'll tell you what my proudest moment was. And that's when I got the number four interview with Kanye West's producer right after he dropped the number one hip-hop record of all time. It hit the most numbers around the world. I got it, the number four interview with Kanye West's producer, S1. And they linked me in. And he, man, me and this guy chopped it up. I was on a celebrity website, which they do a lot of info on celebrities, and I was chosen to do that interview. And that interview was so amazing because that guy, S1 is like the coolest guy on the planet. He's so down to earth, and he would tell me about Kanye and Jay, how they like to work. And it was so cool because those are not – there's a lot of signed artists, but – you know, to be able to even say you're working with the guys, you know, and they're telling you the moments in the studio and breaking down how they engineer and how he makes the beats for them and how Kanye, you know, he's got a private studio in Hawaii where you can't get to it. You know, you got to fly out to it on its own island. And I was like, whoa. So that was probably one of my moments right there because me and him got it up, got it in. He's a cool dude. You know what I'm saying? And that actually opened a few doors for me right then and there. So I guess out of the – that and meeting – that and I'll say when I was interning at a multiplex studio in Atlanta back in 2002, all the artists were just being flown from all over the place to come into this place. And for the life of me, I don't know why I can't remember the name of the studio, probably because I'm thinking about it. And you know, I was in the back. I didn't want to be too up in people's faces, but I was ended up working with working right in front of Juvenile. Back when Bad Boy had Chopper City, and they had the band. They came in. Tupac's people, the Outlaws, came in. It's all on the same day, by the way. White Girl Skip came in, and I was under A-Ball MJG's manager, like kind of just, you know, being quiet, keeping my name, like shutting up, just listening and learning. And I was supposed to do some work with A-Ball MJG back when they got with Bad Boy South. And he had me all over the place, even when Bone Crusher was popping. And I met all those guys in, like, a 12-hour period, session after session, until the next day, pretty much. And all those dudes were so cool, man. Like, they, you know, they offered to take me out, hang out for the night. And then when they got back to the studio, I got to see how each one of these guys would work. And the cool thing is Rap City was on. All the videos that was on Rap City, those guys were in the studio, all different artists. And I was like, wow, I'm here witnessing this. You know, and Juvenile is the coolest dude on the planet to me. That dude had me dying, man. He's funny. You know.
Hey, Woody, what
you
amazing.
Think about this dude right here?
Oh,
you know?
No.
He cool, man. That guy actually let me go over his lyrics and accept it. At the time, that was big to me. You know, I was still trying to get in the game. And this dude actually took time to hear what I had to say about his lyrics, and he took my advice, went in the booth, and killed it.
Right.
And I was like, I did that.
That's awesome. That's
so,
awesome.
You know, that,
so,
I guess that was another moment I could say.
Okay. So one more question I have for you. You're talking about you've met all these artists. If it happened already, definitely let me know. Who have you dreamt of working with and why?
Man, good question. that's another one. I want to work with everybody. So I don't have a favorite or a certain or a particular. I want to work with everybody because I'm so versatile, like all types of artistry, period, you know. I'd say some of the guys I looked up to I would love to work with. Timbo, that would be, you know, an incredible moment because that guy's a freaking genius. You know, Kanye's a genius. You know, you know, that's on a production standpoint.
Right.
As far as, I don't know, I think Pharrell Williams is awesome because I study sound in production a lot. So those are just a few that I would love to work with or at least engineer for if I can't help with the beat, you know. But, you know, I just think those guys are all genius, and I watch what they do, and I study some of their concept for what songs and what equipment they use, and going, oh, I never thought about that. And I'll say I probably, idol-wise, I'll tell you this, probably one of the baddest engineers in the game, Tony Maserati. Now, that's a bad dude. And, like, this guy with the Mary J. Blige, he makes a lot of records, a lot of Bad Boy records. R. Kelly, pretty much the game, the industry. This guy's sound, Tony Maserati, he is a problem. And I would say, idol-wise, for engineering, that would probably be a dude I would love to work with. You know what I mean? That's top of the head. That's the best I can tell you.
Okay. Well, you know, you had to get your list together. If you just tuned in, this is the Fantasy Limelight on Phone Fantasy Radio. I'm LaCrush Hart, and I'm having a heart-to-heart interview with the super engineer, Ira Parker. You can give us a call at 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Do you still have time, Mr. Parker, to hang out with me?
I'm good, man. I'm totally good. I'm good.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you doing this interview and sharing your knowledge and wisdom with us.
Thanks for having me. I'm really enjoying this conversation.
And I'm not even an artist.
I'm having fun talking about it.
I'm not even an artist. I've never been behind a recording studio at all. But, you know, I'm asking you random questions here. We're getting a feel for your passion, which is which is music. Now, you've mentioned earlier that you was an artist yourself. So what happened with that situation?
Well,
man?
Because I do so much, and I had to choose because I couldn't do it all. Like I was engineering my own sessions, I was mixing my own sessions, mastering my own sessions, recording my own sessions, and making my own beats, and it got overwhelming. And I had to pick. Like, realistically, I'll be honest with you. I've even done alternative records by myself. Drums, guitar, bass, screaming vocals. Like, you wouldn't even know it was me. I did one for a writer who shops music with a lot of the cinematic scenes as far as horror movies go. And, you know, zombies and stuff like that is really big. So, you know, I've played so many different roles that I just had to choose one because it was, you know, it was killing me. I'm one of those guys, like, I'm not going to bed. I'm not going to sleep. And I probably won't eat for a few days if I'm too interested in what I'm doing. I feel like I can't get it right. And that sounds horrible. But, like, a whole day can feel like 2 hours.
I get it. I definitely get it. I get it. That's how it was with doing this thing. I didn't know how to make a graphic, but now I can put a flyer together. So I definitely get it, being up 24/7.
You got to
take
yourself to it and figure it out.
And your eyes burning, but you're still going. So I fall asleep with the mouse. I fall asleep with the mouse in my hand, clicking, waking up clicking, like I was just doing something.
Oh, yeah.
So it happens. I get that. Yeah, I definitely get that. You know, I don't know nothing about radio. I just knew that I like to listen to music. You know, and I've been doing this since 2007 myself. And all I know is, like I said, I like listening to music. I used to carry a big bag of CDs as a kid. You know, so and cassette tapes. You know, people who moved on to CDs, I had cassette tapes. You know, so I definitely get it. So when I had
that, I love that cassette. I love cassette tape sound. That's that warm analog. I love that sound.
I do too. CDs got so
digital can't match that. I'm an analog head. I love the analog sound.
Yeah. CD got so difficult for me. It used to scratch, and you had to have this, and it used to jump. See, cassette was popping in and press play, and it was just smooth. Now, MP3. Now the MP3. I definitely get what you're saying. Being up 24/7, you know, people tell me all the time, "Crush, you need to go to sleep." You know, so, no, I'm up. I'm awake. I'm going to sleep when everybody's getting up. That's when I'm resting my eyes. 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I definitely get what you mean by that. Definitely get it. Shout out to Ginger Breadman. He's an indie artist in Indianapolis. He's a very awesome, talented dude. So I just want to give a quick shout out to him. So Ira. Sure. Mr.
Yeah.
Parker, right? I like calling you Mr. Parker. I don't know why. All
right.
Mr. Parker, overall, how do you feel about the music industry today?
I try to stay away from that question.
I know, but I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask.
Okay, how about this? I'll scratch the surface for you. I'll scratch the surface. Here's one thing that people got to understand. It is different. It is not the same. It is, you know, because of technology, it has made it too obtainable, and it is very easy for people to make music. Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but you get now there's more people every day just trying to start a music career. And may not even have the passion for it, but still will be in the same lines of the people who've been really going really hard and trying to, and it kind of adds up. And, you know, people aren't buying CDs like they used to, you know what I'm saying? Everything has changed. You know, it's hard for the artist to make a lot of money out here, and that's why independent is what pretty much is surfacing, because the independent are not needing, no longer, they're not needing the majors anymore. The majors are... You know, the majors are pretty much backing up the independent when they get to a certain level where they're supporting themselves.
Right.
Because then they can make them an offer. It used to be that a while ago, if you had a superior talent, it was proven and you can make it go down and you go through artist development, which they don't have anymore. You know, past artist development with flying colors, you might get something on the table. Now, you make your own money, find ways to make money at your own shows, your own merchandise, get out there, get your own downloads, and people be, you know, hey, I ain't trying to sell my music for a dollar. Man, those dollars add up. Think about that. Let's say you got a video, a little YouTube video, and you did your record and you posted it, which you could not do back then.
Right.
You put up the video. If you have about 3,000 views, and someone took the time, about 300 to 400 people took the time to go through Google, log in, and hit like or leave a comment. Guess what? Those 300 people could have been 300 $1 sales.
Wow.
You feel
that
me?
Is definitely,
and then when you look at it that way, and you got a fan base, that's your fan base now, independent marketing. And that's why I tell these artists and I urge them to go out there and really make this happen. It's not going to just jump off the cliff. I don't care if you have a lot of money, if you don't sit there and target it right or put your time and effort to studying to getting out there, it's not going to happen.
Right. It's going to be a waste of
back
energy.
Back when it was the label's job. The label, you're supposed to do the work, but the label would take care of your promo. The label would take care of your advertising. The label would take care of your bench transportation, even though it came out of your advance. They would take care of all that stuff. It doesn't happen like that no more. It's a little different. So my views on it is it's just different, and I'm just, you know, you just got to adapt to it. Stay on top of the game. Read these articles. Go to these hip-hop sites. Go to these music sites, any type of sites, and find out where the game is going now. To stay ahead of time because it's different, you know. So my feelings about the game is just completely different, and I have to adapt every time something changes. Should everybody else, you know.
So speaking of which, let me ask you a question. Now that the artists have more hands on, as you said, the game different. As the indie artists have more hands on as far as their aspect of their career, do you think that's a good thing or that's a bad thing? Because I do understand that, you know, sometimes you'll see an artist like, and that person could have did better. They just had the right program.
It's breaking up really bad on this side. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. It was breaking up really bad. I think there was a bad connection on the blog talk.
Right. Okay. So I was asking, you know, how do you, now that they have such hands-on experience, these artists, do you think that's a bad thing for them or it's a good thing?
Hands-on experience?
Well, I'm just not experience, but they're more hands-on with their career. You know, they you know, it's basically how much, you know, dedication, passion, and drive they put in that can either make or break them as an artist. You know, you don't have, like
right.
you said, you don't have this big industry record label at your disposal right now. Like, you have to come with them ready-made or at least, you know, halfway there, and then they'll polish you up a little bit. So do you think that's
a good and a bad thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good and a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would say mostly for the good because, you know, if you channel it right, the artist has more control. Now, when you're signed on their major label, you pretty much have to do what they tell you to do. That's end of discussion.
Right.
That's in your
right.
contract. The major label
right.
took pretty much all your money. If
mm-hmm.
you're independent and you channel yourself, you keep your money. You're in control of what happens, where you go. You're in control of your own manager. You hire a manager you feel is acceptable to help you do the job that you need to do, you know. So let's say you get a nice little fan base, and I'll tell you the best example ever. Well, sorry, not ever. I'll say of the time is Macklemore. Independent, making major money, like the majors, so hiring a lot of the majors, no label deal, and can pretty much call the shots and pull it because they took the time, studied the game, they did their homework, and they went out there and they made it a business before music. And a lot of people understand, if the artist independently makes their music business first and understand the business, it's a very good thing because then they'll show them, they'll learn, and they'll also get their own finances, their own income. You know what I'm saying? Keep it in their pocket. So they're paying out the promo. They're taking care. You know, you don't have someone always in your bank. So
mm-hmm.
on a good aspect, I'll say it's a great thing, you know. But on the other side, a bad thing, artists who may do wrong things, put themselves out there the wrong way. Like,
right.
you know. Getting in trouble a lot, which is one thing. Sometimes that can make or break you. But at least at one time, you had somebody who was over that. Hey,
mm-hmm.
what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Calling you on the phone. Hey, you're not supposed to be doing that. Get it back in.
Right.
Call me back.
Right.
That guy. You know what I'm saying? And then on top mm-hmm. of that, you had somebody managing or watching your finances, watching your situation at the same time that can help you that way. But leaning over to the good side, if you do your homework a little bit, study, understand what the business is going on, you can do that yourself anyway. So I would say, as a positive note of making the transition of the industry, which is a little bit more difficult to work in, if you harness it right, it can be a good thing. So that's how I'll say it.
Okay. Very interesting. I'm not an indie artist, but I'm definitely enjoying the knowledge.
right.
Do you play an instrument?
Yes and no.
Yes,
I can play instruments, but I it's kind of funny how I do it. Now keys and stuff like that, making beats, synchronizing them, and putting real instruments in them, yeah, I do that. But now if you tell me to go up on a stage and start playing a guitar like my boys, oh, no, that's not going down. Sorry.
okay.
But I do. But if you put me in a studio and give me time, any instrument, I don't care what sound it makes, I'll figure it out, and I'll make it work. And once I get that sound in those boards, it's over. Because that's
it's
when digital
wrap.
Takes
Okay,
right.
okay.
You know,
okay.
I can play small little leads on a guitar. I can't play chords and go ahead and start freestyling on it. Keys, I'm decent with keys, but I can't play for nobody live. Drums,
uh-huh.
fair on drums, you know. So, yeah, I kind of do.
I kind of do. Okay, okay. Sounds good. Okay, I have a little part question here. If you could have asked anyone for advice when you was getting started or, you know, in your career now, who would you like to ask and what would you would have asked them?
While I was getting started?
Mm-hmm.
Who would I have asked for advice?
Mm-hmm.
anybody or somebody I've met in this present day, pretty much?
Anybody. That all.
Gosh. Russell Simmons.
Ah.
He's like the godfather of hip-hop business. Guy started Def Jam in a school dorm. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Like, and heck, I would like to still ask Russell some questions. So, hey, Russell, if you're listening, you know,
like, right?
While you're
out there, you
but,
know, I definitely get that.
Yeah, man, that's like a guru, you know? So why not ask the guys who are legendary?
So, you know, right now I want you to share all your information again. How can people get in contact with you? I know you put the tape on pause to do this interview, so I don't want to keep holding your time up, but I am enjoying this conversation, I must say. I really did enjoy interviewing you and having this conversation with you, and I'm so glad that you did take the time out to be my first official interview on the Fantasy Timeline, so I really appreciate that. But once again, let people know, how can they get in touch with Mr. Ira Parker, the super engineer?
You can go to MaximusMusicRecords.com. That's the website. Click on the tabs, client list, listening. You can call us at 704-336-9118. You can hit us on Facebook.com/MaximusMusic. Facebook.com/MaximusMusicStudio. Hit us on Twitter at Maximus Music. Oh, Instagram. I'm sorry. Instagram at Maximus Music. And if you want to throw an email, the email is Maximus Music Recording, like singular, one recording. Maximus Music Recording at gmail.com. Any one of those, find a way to get at it, and you know, we'll have someone respond to you.
That is awesome. So, do you have a list of indie artists that you are currently putting out there, or do you just do the engineering behind the scenes? Like,
well,
do you have?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll finish.
I do engineer them, and I do encourage, and I do. Our team will help do small promos to get the light up, but we push them towards different affiliate companies that can really help them get even larger. But locally, wow. A list of local artists I work with that we work with consistently, or
you know, if you want to put that out there, you can. But I just wanted to
You know what? Let me get yes. I think that they have a lot of drive, and if I miss anybody, it's because I'm put on the spot. I'm just playing. Honey Dip, I think she's incredible. I call her my little sis. She's an incredible performer. MAC, he just came out with a mixtape, Memoirs of a Black Sheep. I think he's an incredible lyricist. Mike Dunn One, that's what he goes by, incredible. Good gracious, that's a man. Mac Hickey, I think he's awesome. We've done some work with Mac Hickey. Oh man, that's a lot of people that we work with. The right now was local. Flight. He just turned 18 actually, and Flight is doing very well. Flight Mob, you can actually Google that guy. He's just getting it popping. Orisa Yoon. You know, she's a guitar. She's a singer slash guitar player we're working with. Does a lot of pop and alternative. You know what I'm saying? Man, Jerry Adams. Man, that guy's cool. Country R&B singer, off the chain. Now the one you have to really look for is Kawana Jones. She's got this new single I just recorded, mixed and mastered. It was just actually played on a couple of blog spots, a couple of radios. She's got a song coming out, and The producer is from the United Kingdom. He is awesome. The song coming out, it's wow. Going to be very explosive. That record's going to hit pretty much nationwide. The release is going to be in Hollywood, and I don't want to go any farther than that. The producer's name is Alex Frazier. That's going to be incredible. Good gosh. Just because I'm thinking about it, I want nobody to get upset with me. You know, there's so – we work with so many people, just name a few. We got a guy, Noy. He's a Laos rapper, which is pretty rare. He's an Asian rapper that really crosses cultures, and he's an incredible rapper. We're going to be working with him. We're working with him now currently. My man Big, we just got him a distribution situation with a distro deal with Universal Music Group and Wealth Nation. Also, we're looking out for Cordula Davis. Man, she's on and popping right now. And a special shout out to JDS Certified, because JDS Certified put a lot of these people on the map that's making a lot of moves right now. You know, but golly, man, we work with so many people back to back, and I don't want nobody upset with me if I didn't get them, because there's just so many talented artists we work with, and you know, we enjoy working with all of them, and you know, it's really an endless list, to be honest with you. You know,
well, with 10,000 plus under your belt, I'm surprised you remember that.
Yeah, man.
Thank you so much, Mr. Parker, and for once again doing an interview, and shout out to your whole team and you know, everything that you're doing. You are probably making music, especially for the indie artists, much, much better with the efforts that you are contributing now. So I definitely appreciate that. Huh?
Yeah, we're definitely our goals is to get independent people, clients, artists, producers, help them get careers to eat for themselves. We've already assisted through this initial deal, and the guys I'm working with have already assisted two major deals, and this has been the last 3 or 4 months.
That sounds awesome.
And these people started from the bottom, now we're hitting on plan. Pretty much, that was the situation. We got them out of here, they took the proper steps, and we help people lift their careers. That's what we do.
That's what's up. That is definitely what's up, and it's definitely a public service that is needed.
Can I do one more shout, please, if you don't mind?
Not at all. Go ahead. You got it?
All right. I also want to give a shout-out to Daniel at Tint World, which they do a lot of automotive detailing, tint, stereos, rims, you name it. They're the best. And they're about to do up my Acura, and they're about to nail it, and they do really push behind Maximus Music a lot. They're off of South Boulevard in Charlotte. What is it? 6331 South Boulevard, and 704-603-6121, because those guys are about to start getting behind the scene. We're about to, you know, cars and music go together.
There's
going to be a lot of stuff going on. You tell them Iris sent you, Daniel will do wonders for you, I promise. The best in the city. Trust that.
That sounds awesome. So, Mr. Parker, this is your time. We got 10 minutes on the clock. I need you to give me your final thought.
My final thought?
Yeah, what is it you want to leave the listeners about Mr. Parker, about his vision, about what you're doing? What's your final thought, sir?
My thought is I'm a visionary and a leader, and by my way of what I do, I just want the world to experience difference. Pretty much that's it. I want the world to know what I've done, the accomplishments, how we encourage others to be better and be the best of what they can be. You know, difference. No judging, no limitations on races, creeds, sound, like as far as genres of music. Different, be different, stand out, and watch us move. And hopefully we'll create extra careers and extra artists, giving them hopes and careers in the future, you know. So that's it. Okay. We just want to be different and make the world change through music and bring it back.
Sounds good. Sounds like a plan and a sounds good.
You know,
it sounds like a plan worth working towards. So once again, thank you so much for being on the Fantasy Limelight. Folks, I'm LaCrush Hearts. This is Full Fantasy Radio. We've just had an awesome interview with the super engineer, Ira Parker, from
thank
Charlotte,
you.
North Carolina. He took the time to share his knowledge with us, his know-how, and I'm so glad that you were able to come out tonight or call in tonight and let me experience you. You know, I've read you, I've heard you on other shows. So shout out to This Needs to Be Said, Mr. Catherine Waddell.
Right, that's
also
my
in North
girl,
Carolina.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Shout out to Catherine. This Needs to Be Said. That is my homie.
Yeah. Very talented lady. Definitely knowledgeable. So big shout out for her for setting this up. And I really do appreciate her, you know, referring
yes,
you this
we
way.
We appreciate her much.
folks, if you are an independent artist and you would like to submit your music to Phone Fantasy Radio, our email is phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. You can also hit us up on phonefantasyradio.com and click on Submit Music. We welcome indie artists. We welcome spoken word, hip-hop, R&B. We have a live stream that we like to play music on 24/7. So, you know, definitely check us out Monday to Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I'll be back next Monday with the Musically Inclined radio show. And
Repeat that email again.
Which one?
The email for submitting the music. You know, I might have some independent artists that would love to get that shine.
That sounds good. You know, I'll be doing interviews every Wednesday, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we could definitely set that up. PhoneFantasyRadio@gmail.com. Yeah,
okay.
Keep it simple. The name of the radio show, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. Submit your MP3s. I'm definitely going to start a new segment called the Indie Blast, which will be offering a 15-minute spotlight on an indie artist on Monday nights at the top of the hour. We're going to, you know, do a quick interview and maybe play some tracks by indie artists. So I'm definitely looking for people for that. So that's coming very soon, called the Indie Blast. So this has been a great interview, and it went smoothly for my first interview in 2013.
Thanks. I'm glad I'm glad I was your first.
Yeah,
I feel special, you know what I mean?
You were my first producer. I had porn stars on here. I've had indie artists on here.
I think I got interested.
I've had authors on here, but you're my first music producer. I mean, sorry, sound engineer on here.
I'm still a producer, too.
Slash. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing
this interview once again. Get back to work, take a nap, go eat a sandwich. And
I'm
going
to go find me a sandwich if I can right quick, though.
Right. And definitely, you know, stay in contact. You could call us up anytime, you know, share your info if you like. You got the email address. I just added you as a friend on Facebook under LaCrush Hearts.
Great.
And you know, I'm gonna keep tabs on you and what your team
is
doing.
Yeah, keep tapping up on Facebook, man. I'll answer you.
Okay. So you know what? Enjoy your evening.
Thank you.
And enjoy your sandwich. And good night.
Good night to you. Be blessed, dear.
You too. Good night.
All right.
Once again, folks, you'll be catching me Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here for Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts, the Monday Night Jukebox, playing hip-hop, R&B, indie, and spoken word. Once again, that email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com. We're on Facebook under Phone Fantasy Radio. That's facebook.com/WRPF Radio. You can also hit me up on Twitter under @ LaKrushHearts, La Crush Hearts, and also at Phone Fan Radio. Go also check out our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and you can get everything, all the links, all the info. Just go check it out. I'm updating it now. If you want to promote, if you want to advertise, if you want to do any other things, hit my email, phonefantasyradio.com, and I want to wish everybody a blessed night, and I will see y'all next week. Later.